We're here, we talked about your pastor and your work. Before that, it was your pastor and your welfare. And now we're talking about building. And if we're going to build, we have to have communication, coordination, and cooperation. And that's one of the things that we looked at last week or last time. We effectively actually built the wall, demonstrating what Nehemiah had to go through. We were in chapter 3, mostly seeing all the people that were there and that they built one next to another. And it would help if I actually turned this on, wouldn't it, brother? Amen. Now it's on. Praise the Lord. And we looked at Ephesians as well, and in Ephesians, I'll read those scriptures. You don't have to turn there. It says in 4:11, when it comes to your work, it says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Verse 12 says, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So God gave me to mature or perfect you for the work of the ministry. This is a representation of the wall that they built over in the book of Nehemiah for Jerusalem. I hope theirs looked a little bit better than this. Amen. This is not made for weather elements. Amen. But it's a replica of what they were doing here. And we just wanted to demonstrate or illustrate to you what it takes to effectively build together. And they were given one roll of tape, one pair of scissors, and empty boxes. They had to put them together, put the titles on them, and they had to work cooperatively together to get it all done, because they had to share everything that was here to work with it. The drawback was is that they had to come with their families. So all the little children were up here running around, amen, because that's what real life ministry is like. We have our families, amen. And so we represented that last time in building the wall here in the book of Nehemiah, and we looked at all that went involved with building. And it's tough. And it's tougher when we don't have communication. It's even tougher when we don't have coordination, and it's even tougher when we don't have cooperation. And so you see these letters up here. That's communication, that's cooperation, and this is, that's coordination, and that's cooperation. And so it's imperative that we have those three things in ministry, amen. And so if you're at Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 6, I need you to go ahead and stand if you're able, and we're going to read verse number 6. So stand with our Bibles, Nehemiah 4. In verse 6, everybody should have had a chance to find that. And tonight we're going to talk a little bit more about this communication, this cooperation, and this coordination, because they're needed. Everybody, Nehemiah 4 and verse 6, say amen.
Amen.
Any omies? Amen. All right. Read verse number 6 together with me. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Notice that. So built we, that's plural, that means all of them, the wall. That's what they were joined together to do. It says, and all the wall was joined together. Why? It was pieced up and sectioned out to everybody. And it says, for the people had a mind to work, and they had to work cooperatively, they had to work communicating, and they had to work coordinating as well. Amen. And that's what we're talking about tonight. In the work of God for the ministry, it requires those same facets: our communication, cooperation, and our coordination. Father, work in our midst tonight. Lord, help us to see the impact that when we do not have communication, when we do not have coordination and cooperation, the devastation that can come as a result of that. Work in us, Lord, and work through us. We may see the truth of what the Holy Spirit is trying to teach us through the Old Testament passages, Lord, and the examples that are set down before us. May you use this time, Lord, to speak to us practically, Lord, most importantly, spiritually. We may understand the ramifications and implications with improper communication, improper coordination, and improper cooperation. Lord, we cannot get anything done. But I pray you would use this time in a marvelous way in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You may be seated. So the work of the ministry, or your pastor in your work, is going to be carried out with what I've called the big three: spiritual communication, spiritual coordination, and spiritual cooperation, which we looked at last night. Each one of the people that we looked at last time, we said there was going to be some proximity, which means they're going to be close together, working side by side. But also there was going to be some practicality. It was necessary that everybody worked in their own area for the work's sake. And so they all came together and they all did their part. But we mentioned this: when you have proximity and you have practicality, when people get close together, what do you normally have that begins with a P? Problems, amen. With people and proximity comes problems, amen, because you don't think like the person next to you, amen. How many of y'all squeeze your toothpaste from the middle? Raise your hand. How many squeeze it towards the front top where it comes out at? How many squeeze it at the bottom? See, we're all different. Amen. How many of y'all put the toilet paper on where it flows this way? How many of y'all put it on where it flows that way? How many of y'all don't care how you put it on? See, we're all different. Now, imagine if we all got together putting on toilet paper and squeezing toothpaste. Somebody's going to be frustrated with somebody. If you don't squeeze your toothpaste from the bottom, I'm frustrated already. If you don't put your toilet paper on, I'm frustrated already. Amen. I'm just like that, amen. I'm funny like that. Some of y'all may not be like that, but if you live in a Dawson house, you know about those things, amen. And so with people and proximity and practicality is going to come problems by nature. How are we going to overcome the problems? Communication. How are we going to overcome the problems? Coordination. How are we going to overcome the problems? Cooperation. We've got to work together and have a mind to work for the Lord Jesus Christ because it's his work that we've been called to do. Amen. And so we're going to be looking at some things here in the next several moments about that. Amen. Spiritual communication. Let me give you the definition once again. It is this: spiritually giving, receiving, or exchanging of information accurately. Spiritual communication is spiritually giving, receiving, or exchanging of information accurately. Spiritual coordination, then, is spiritual harmonious functioning of parts. Spiritual harmonious functioning of parts. And that's what these are represented down here. And then the last one, cooperation. What is that? We gave the definition. It is spiritually working together with others for a common goal or a common good. In other words, working together despite our differences. Amen. Amen. How many of y'all like cherry pie? How many of y'all like angel food cake? How many of y'all like devil's food cake? Shame on y'all. No. No, I'm just picking at you, amen. How many don't like chocolate cake or devil's food cake? Amen. How many don't like tuna salad? How many like chicken salad? See, we're all different. We all have different likes and all kind of different tastes, amen. And so we're going to work together. We've got to be able to cooperate with each other and communicate with each other, amen. By the way, if you give a Jewish person some ham and cheese, they will likely get upset with you. Why? They don't eat pork, amen? And so there's a communication that needs to be there and a coordination and a cooperation, amen? And so last time we illustrated the building up of the wall, and it took communication spiritually, and it took some coordination, and it took some cooperation. We're going to do something a little different tonight, amen? But I want to still talk about those three, spiritual communication, spiritual coordination, and cooperation, because we're looking at how to spiritually build up or spiritually repair things that are broken, because we're in the ministry together, are we not? And our goal and our job is to build up the body of Christ so that people can be saved, amen? Our job is to disciple people, get them saved, amen, so they can go out and get somebody else and get them saved. But we've got to make sure that we're working together. How are we going to work together? There is something called leadership in the local church. There is a pastor, there is an assistant pastor, there are deacons, there are leaders, and there are teachers, and it starts from the top, and all the communication, coordination, and cooperation goes down from there. Amen. I'm going to demonstrate to you, first of all, what happens when we have lack of spiritual communication. Amen. In the book of Nehemiah, we were in chapter number 3, and you saw everybody that was working next to each other in chapter number 3. The end result was chapter 4 in verse 6, where they built the wall. And so in Nehemiah, they were all doing something different. Each section required a different need there, and they had to communicate properly the differences in the task being completed. Lack of communication on their part or no communication would either A, quickly slow down their process, or B, tear down their process. Y'all get me? It would either quickly stop or slow down their process, or quickly tear down their process. When you don't have good communication in your house between a husband and wife, what happens? Things start falling apart. When you don't have good communication between children and parents, what happens? Things start falling apart. When you don't have good communication between your boss and the employer, what happens? Things start falling apart. Amen. And it doesn't take anything to have lack of communication. You just don't talk. You don't speak. Amen. Gregory, come up here for a second. Now, Gregory and I don't have good communication in regards to building. Gregory could easily mistake what I say. I could have said, G2, I need you to get some tape and tape this down. Okay? Now, if he didn't hear me properly or I didn't communicate properly, he might have thought I said, tear it down.
Yeah.
So go ahead and tear that down. That didn't take long, did it?
No, it didn't.
Now, Miss Pastor White, how long did it take y'all to get that up there? Yeah, it took him a little while. What am I saying? When you don't have good communication, it doesn't take a whole lot to tear it down. Amen? Dominique, come on up here. Same thing. Dominique, I need you to make sure you tape that up. But he heard me say, tear it down. Go ahead and tear that down, Dominique. It's tougher than you thought, huh? Amen. Again, it doesn't take long to do it. Nia, you got one? Where's Nia? Nia, come over and get this oven right there for me. Again, what am I demonstrating here? When it comes to spiritual communication, if you don't communicate correctly and accurately, go ahead and tear that one off. It doesn't take a whole lot to do that. Now, let's spiritually apply this. If I say do something and the pastor, assistant pastor, hears it correctly, the deacons hear it correctly, but then they pass it down to somebody else, doesn't hear it correctly, what do we have? A breakdown in communication. And we have a breakdown in communication, this is what happens. And mind you, it happened very quickly, didn't it? It doesn't take long for the devil to get in and mess up our communication. Why? Because we have to make sure that communication is kept. Okay, we're nothing else to tear down, amen. All right, y'all can go back down, take your paper with you, amen. All right. So now, this wall that it took us a while to build up, already we lost the signs on the wall. And it took just that quick to lose the signs. What am I saying here? Spiritual communication is the passing of information accurately, receiving or exchanging this information. And I've got to be aware that I have the prince of the power of the air. How many of y'all seen that cartoon Wreck-It Ralph? Christians can be a lot of Wreck-It Ralphs.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Now, let me demonstrate to you how communication can be bad again. Let me have Jeremiah. Let me have G2. Let me have Terrell. Let me have Joshua. Now, again, we're trying to build the wall. Amen. And we've got to have spiritual communication. I've got a football here. We're going to play some football here. Now, I want to demonstrate to you what happens when you have a very good player, but that player doesn't want to be a good player communicatively. G2 is my good player. You come over here. Okay. Now, G2 is my good player. Now, I've got my star over here. I'm the quarterback. I'm the brains. Amen. All right. Come on over here. You're here. You're here. We're going to huddle up. Now, we're going to pretend that G2 is not communicating well. Okay. So he's not in this, but he's a good player. He's on our team. We need him. Amen. He's a good player. Okay. So, he's going to miss this huddle. He's going to miss this team meeting because he's not in this, okay? So I'm going to turn my mic off so he doesn't hear what we're saying. G2, you're on our team. Ready? All right. Now, what happened? G2 didn't want to come to the team meetings. G2 didn't consistently want to come to practices. Amen. But he wants to play. He wants to play. He wants to be on the team. He definitely didn't communicate with the quarterback. That's me. And I got the ball. Amen. But he's here. All right. So line up, G. All right. Line up. Ready? Here we go. Down. Set. Hike. Hike. Did you see what happened? What happened? He didn't know what to do. Why didn't he know what to do? Because he wasn't on the practices. He didn't come to the huddle. He didn't come to communicate with the quarterback. He's a part of the team, but he's missing communication. And because he missed communication, when it was time for the play to run, they knew exactly where to go. He didn't have a clue where to go. He didn't even follow them. Could at least follow them. All right, come on back in, guys. All right. Now, let me show you what effective communication looks like. That was bad communication. Amen. Now, by the way, was G2 on the team? Yes. Was he just a part of the team as everybody else? Yes. What happened? He refused to communicate. He willfully did not want to come to practice. He willfully did not want to come to the huddle. He willfully wanted to do his own thing. And he willfully didn't know what to do. All right, this time we're going to try it again. All right, this time. You in?
Yes.
Came to the team meeting this time, huh? Amen. All right. Here we go. All right, I'm going to be the quarterback. I'm going to pitch it to you. And you're going to run down the side. All three of you guys are going to run down that side, and G2 is going to throw it to you, okay? Whoever can catch it, okay?
Okay.
All right. So all three of you guys run down that side. Ready? And you throw it to anyone. Okay? All right. Hi. Okay. All right, G2, over here. Down. Sit. Hut. Hut. All right. Well, it was an incomplete pass, but what? We were all on the same sheet of music. There you go, right here. We were all on the same sheet of music. All right. All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. Now, so imagine G2. He shows up. He's a Chicago Bears player. He plays. He's on the team. Amen. It's got to be Chicago Bears. Amen. He shows up for a Chicago Bears game, amen. He wants to play, but he doesn't come to practice. He doesn't want to communicate consistently with anybody on the team. And I don't care how good he is, especially if he doesn't communicate with the quarterback, he's not going to know what to do. Hey, what am I saying? In the church, when you don't want to come to the practices or the meetings or the church or time for the whatever it is, amen, and then hear communication of information accurately, amen, guess what? You're going to miss it. You're not going to know what to do. And they're going to be people depending on you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you can help or you can hinder. You can help or you can hinder. Pastor White, where's that? If I was to ask you, what was Allen Iverson's late last parting words before he kind of got pushed out of the NBA about practice? Everybody knows that. If you watched any kind of NBA along Allen Iverson's tour, towards the end, he was hung up on them making a big deal about showing up at practice. And he was ate up that they said, you need to come to practice. And he said, what's the big deal about practice? G2, what's the big deal about practice? So you know what to do. Amen. You know what to do. It does us no good if we have terrible communication and we show up for the work of God and we're trying to build spiritually lives for God. Because God is trying to use us to do the building. Amen. And so when you look at the spiritual communication in Nehemiah, they were closely together. They were side by side. They were all building something and they needed to do that. Amen. Brother Wilbur, I'll give you another team player that Dallas had. All right. Terrell Owens. What was his biggest issue? Himself. He was not a team player. He went to Cincinnati. What happened to him? He was not a team player. He went to San Francisco. You know what happened? He was not a team player. You know what he's doing now? Nothing. Nothing. He didn't want to come to practice. He was his own worst nightmare. He was his worst enemy. He thought he was all everything and everybody needed him. And now he's outside. Nobody needs him at all. And the NFL is still going. What am I saying? Folks, we are not islands to ourselves. We are team players. We're all on the same team. We're on Christ's team. Jesus Christ is the head. Amen. And we're just following his direction. Nehemiah and those guys had the concept of communication and coordination and cooperation. It was necessary. If it was necessary for them, guess what? It's necessary for you and I. How can you help a person that's not a team player? Brother, what could have been done for Terrell Owens besides shooting him like a horse? Knocking him upside the head, amen, sir? Serious fines, amen. What else, Katie?
No practice, no pay.
No practice, no pay, amen. What else could have been done to him? Anybody? Joshua? You don't work, you? Yeah, amen. Man don't work, man don't eat, amen, amen. All right. Now, spiritually speaking, how are we going to apply that to the Christian? Amen. I put down several things. If you have a Christian that's not a team player, that's bad with communicating, that's bad with coordinating or bad with cooperation, there's several things we can do. One, you can converse with him or talk with him. Two, you can call him up and ask him what's going on. Three, you can show compassion. They may have had some divine disruptions in their life that they didn't tell you about. Remember that? Divine disruptions. How many of y'all had some of these in the past couple of days? Amen? Amen. Divine disruptions. Amen. I don't like them any more than you like them. Amen. But yet and still, they're there. Amen. We can have compassion and find out what's going on. Hey, here's one. How about they can be coached? Amen. By the way, every athlete needs to be coached. I don't care how good they are. They need to be coached. Hey, let me tell you something. Every Christian needs to be pastored. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
You may say, well, I'm this and I'm that and I got all this. Hey, God gave a pastor to the church for a reason, and that's to pastor people. Amen? Now, you can say what you want and say, well, I don't need no pastor. Yes, you do. God wouldn't have gave you one. Amen. And so if I'm going to pastor you, amen, I'm going to be like your coach. And it's my job to call you, to converse with you, to coach you, to get you to Christ likeness. And I can't do that if you don't communicate with me. And neither can you do that with the people that you have under your jurisdiction, amen? And so I can coach them. We can help them to see the cause, amen, the overall cause. By the way, the overall cause is the cause of Christ. People are dying and going to hell left and right. And people need to be saved. Dominique, y'all sit still, please. Because they're following you. You're big, so they're following you. Y'all go back with mom, okay? Y'all go back over there. Thank you. Appreciate that. Amen. So there's a cause and there's a concern. Amen. We need to show concern with some people that have a bad communication problem. Amen. Because some folks just don't get it. Amen. And we've got to be compassionate. We've got to show concern. We've got to let them see the cause. Amen. And we've got to converse with them and call them. Amen. By the way, ultimately, Terrell Owens had to be let go. They had to let him go. And he's not the first. Allen Iverson had to be let go. There's others that had to be let go. And by the way, that's not God's ideal plan for you at all. But guess what? If we don't have communication, and if we don't have coordination and cooperation, you're more of a detriment than a help. You're more of a hindrance than a help. You're hurting instead of helping. Say, preacher, would you get rid of people? No, they get rid of themselves by default. Yeah, my wife will tell you, I don't like losing anybody. But I cannot work with people that refuse to communicate. I cannot. It's ineffective. I cannot work with people that want to cooperate and coordinate. Amen. It's ineffective. You saw how illustrative it was with G2. He had no clue what to do. Absolutely none. And why? Because he wasn't a part of the meeting. He wasn't a part of the communication. And by the way, it goes both ways. It goes both ways. We must communicate and others must communicate with us. Amen. That's not God's desire. For us to get anything done, we will all need to spiritually communicate effectively in spite of divine disruptions that may happen. Exhortation is needed in our building. Amen. And by the way, people need building up or edifying as they build. Amen. As these folks were here building last week, they needed some encouragement. They needed some building up. And as we build and battle for Jesus Christ, folks, we need building up. We do. Hey, I don't know about you, but I know I need building up. I need encouraging, don't you?
Amen.
I think we all need that, amen? And so as we're building, we've got to communicate some encouragement one to another, amen? Occasionally give somebody a call in their building for God. Just let them know you love them, amen? Encourage them. Communicate to them that you love them. That's it. That's easy. You say, wow, preacher, we have to tell people we love them? Well, how is they going to know it? Well, they should know I'm a Christian by my love. They should know I'm a Christian by my love. They'll know it if you say it, too. Hey, when's the last time you told another Christian you love them, you care for them? It goes a long way. Communicate that to them, amen? And so when you're looking at this, amen, occasionally make sure that others know that they are being missed in the ministry of God, amen, whether they seem to need it or not. I'll give you a couple of verses when it comes to our communication. Go over to Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse 15. Ephesians 4 and verse 15. In Ephesians verse 4 and 15, notice what it says here. If we're going to communicate with people, this is the way we communicate spiritually. It says down there, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. One of the best things that we can do as we communicate with each other is to communicate in love. Never communicate in anger. Never communicate in frustration. Never communicate trying to tear down like Wreck-It Ralph. Always communicate in trying to edify or build someone up, encouraging them in the things of Christ. And so when you look at communication, speaking the truth in love. When you communicate with somebody, make sure it's Christ-honoring. Make sure it's for the betterment of Christ and the cause of Christ. It shouldn't be because you just want to give them a piece of your mind. Keep every piece of mind that you have. We can't afford to give any of it away. Amen. Speaking the truth in love. Try that sometimes. Say, you know what, Lord, I want to speak the truth. I want to tell them the truth. But I want it to be also saturated with love. You know what that'll do? That'll cause you to pray before you say it. That'll cause you to check your motives while you say it. Is it for the cause of Christ? Is it for the glory of God? Is it for the betterment of the church? Is it for the betterment of the goal of the overall mission that souls can be reached? Or is it all about you? Is it all about me? Folks, by the way, this ministry is not about me. It's about me saying, God, what do you want us to do? So built we the wall. God, you've called us to do a task. And I need everybody to communicate and cooperate and coordinate and do their part. That's why I'm so big on call me if you're not going to be here. Call me if something is happening. Call me if you're going to be sick. Why? I've got to coordinate somebody else. Amen. Hey, that's what leadership does. By the way, we're all leaders. Somebody is looking up to you. I don't care who you are. Did you know that? You're either discipling somebody or somebody's discipling you. And most of the time, it's a little bit of both. It's just the way it is. Every last one of us has leadership capacity and capability. You may not be in a position, but everybody has that because somebody's following you, somebody's watching you, and you are accountable to God.
Amen.
Amen. What am I saying? Communication. But speaking the truth in love. Let me show you another verse here. You're still in Ephesians, amen. Go to Ephesians 4 and verse 29. Speaking the truth in love, and notice this, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. But that which is good to the use of edifying, that which is coming out, is it building up? Is it edifying? Why? That it may minister grace unto the hearers. Hey, I shouldn't say anything that's going to tear somebody down on purpose. How long does that take? Just as quickly as they came up here and ripped all these signs off. Anybody can do that. It doesn't take somebody spiritual to tear somebody down. Hey, how many of y'all were here and we tore down the wall out front? We took sledgehammers to the walls. How much spirituality did that take, Pastor White? What did it take? A grunt. That's about it. Who? I said, who wants to take out their frustrations? Come and help us knock down the wall, amen. We got a bunch of sledgehammers. We knocked down that wall out front. We beat it up, amen, and beat it down, amen. And it didn't take spiritually anything to do, amen. And so when we're communicating, if we're going to communicate, we've got to make sure we're speaking the truth in love, but then communicate, making sure that we're telling others, we're trying to build them up and help them in the cause of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because that's what it's all about. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Corrupt means spoiled or bad. Amen. But that which is good or beneficial to the use of edifying that may minister grace unto the hearers. That's spiritual communication. Spiritual coordination is another one. In Nehemiah, they may have needed to use tools and swap things out. Amen. Kenny and them, when they were up here last week, they had to use the same tape for all these boxes. And they had one pair of scissors. But guess what? So built they the wall. How'd they do it? Communication and coordination. And what they had? They had their families with them. Little Nora was up here.
Yeah.
Terrell was up here. Yeah. Layla was up here. Brother Perkins was up here. Deacon Hall was up here. Pastor White was up here. Mrs. White was up here. Amen. What did they have? Coordination. Go over to Corinthians for a second. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 9. What am I saying here? I want us to see that communication is imperative, but then coordination also is imperative. We've got to work together. The Bible says this in verse number 8 in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Matter of fact, go to verse number 7. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. In other words, so don't get a big head about what you're doing. Amen. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Notice this, for we, plural, are laborers, notice that, together with who? With God. You know what that is? Coordination. God's saying, I want to use you as people to coordinate, to build people for the glory of God. I want you to help edify other people. And that's what that was Paul saying here. Notice this, we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. And so he's speaking about them as being a part of the building and being builders themselves. Coordination. God wants us to work together for the cause of Jesus Christ. By the way, for us to do that, Philippians has a lot to say about our minds. Go to Philippians real quick. And in Philippians chapter number 1, 2, 3, and 4, it repeatedly uses the word mind. And I'm not going to read all of the verses. We want to read some of the verses here. The first one is going to be Philippians 1, 27. And I'm not going to read it all, but he says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that ye stand fast in one spirit with one, what's that? Mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. That verse there saying, work together, coordinate spiritually. Chapter 2 and verse 2. Paul says, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Verse number 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of what? Mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. 2:5 says this, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Chapter 3 and verse 16. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Chapter 4 and verse 2. I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. You know what that is? Spiritual coordination. Paul wanted to make sure that the church at Philippi understood that they needed to not just communicate, but coordinate with the mind of Christ. Hey, if we don't have the mind of Christ, why are we here? Who are we working for? Jesus. Who's going to reward us? Jesus. And so it behooves us not to have our own mind, but the mind of Christ. Well, preacher, how do we get the mind of Christ? He gives the pastor to give direction. Amen. And the pastor gives instructions, and we communicate, and we coordinate, and we cooperate for the glory of God to get the job done. That's the way it goes. Amen, by the way, without that at your job will falter. Yes, sir, will. Imagine if Brother Wilbur showed up at Jim Click Ford. Uh-oh. They've got a bunch of trucks there, and nobody told him what to do. And then they come at the end of the day, Mr. Wilbur, why didn't you fix those trucks? No one communicated to me. But then what if they did communicate to him? And then he goes to the supply to get the parts that he needs. And they say, well, nobody coordinated with me. I don't have any parts for you, Mr. Wilbur. I'm sorry. Who ordered those parts? Somebody's got to coordinate that. Then it's worse if he gets back. And he's got to cooperate with others in the stall. Hey, I need you to help me. I need you to help me. I need some cooperation. Come on, guys. Help me out with this part. Well, I got my own work to do. Come on, guys. I'm not helping you. Boy. What cooperation? Brother Wilbur said, that's my job. No. What am I saying? Hey, it does no good if I don't have communication, coordination, cooperation. It's the same thing in the work of God. People are coming in. People are getting saved. Those people need to be discipled. Those people need to be baptized. They need to be trained in the work of God to go and do the same thing. But God uses his leadership to get the job done. There's a process. There's a process. And so we've got to have the mind of Jesus Christ. Last point, not just spiritual communication, receiving accurately and giving information, not just spiritual coordination, making sure all the parts function together harmoniously. But then the last one is spiritual cooperation, spiritually working together with others for a common good or a common goal. We already know the common good and the common goal is Jesus Christ and for souls to be saved. In Nehemiah, they could not accomplish the great task alone. Spiritual cooperation or working together, not against each other, was the key. Go back to Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter number 4. And in Nehemiah chapter number 4, I want us to notice again verse number 6. He says, so built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. In Nehemiah, they could not accomplish this together. Neither could they work against each other. Each person was counting on the other person to do his share of the wall. I count on Brother Serge to teach the men's class. I count on Katie to teach the ladies' class. I count on Brother Hall to teach the primary class. I count on Miss Shirley to do the pre-primaries. I count on Brad to do the choir. I count on the ushers to usher. I count on Brother Pastor White to do all the other things that the assistant does. Amen. I count on every last one of you to do things. I count on Beb to work in the office. I count on Mrs. Dawson to work in the office. I count on Mr. and Mrs. Patch to patch. Amen. To patch. That didn't sound right. Count on Mr. and Mrs. Patch to do the patch club. Amen. What's going on? They've got to understand what I want them to do. I've got to communicate that to them. They've got to communicate with me, and we've got to coordinate that. Then we've got to cooperate to get the job done. By the way, that's how VBS gets done. Yes, sir. That's how souls get saved. By the way, after VBS is all done, we have to get together to coordinate and cooperate to go out and win those souls and get those guys visited to get them in here.
Yes, sir.
Guess what? If we don't cooperate and coordinate with that, guess what? They'll stay out there.
Yes, sir,
they will, Pastor. It's just the way it goes. What am I saying here? We have to spiritually cooperate in the ministry. Nehemiah says, so built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. Each person was counted on to do their share of the wall. By the way, I can't do your part. You can't do my part. And by the way, when you're not here to do your part, guess what? We limp along. Hey, when the Wilkersons aren't here, hey, the singles missed that class. Hey, when the Hamlins aren't here, the little kids missed that class. Hey, a Rose is not here. Guess what? Their class had to get lumped up. When Brother Perkins is not here, the Middlers missed that class. Amen. Everybody has something to do in the house of God, and it gets done by communication, cooperation, and coordination. We must work together. And that's what they did here. And you find that happening over and over and over in chapter number 3 of Nehemiah as these guys worked together. They had proximity, but then they also had practicality. There were people, but also there were going to be problems. And that's why communication is imperative. Coordination is imperative, and cooperation. Why? Divine disruptions are going to happen. Life is going to happen, folks, and things aren't going to work out the way you think they should. Things aren't going to work out the way I think they should. They never do. And I guess I should be thankful. Because if they worked out the way I would, y'all would probably be all robots. And I would probably be one too.
Yes, sir.
Why? That's the only way things don't malfunction. Then they still break down because people made them.
Yes, sir, they did, Pastor.
It's just the way it goes. And so what do we have to have? Communication. Folks, I can't stress the need for communication enough. I'm not a mind reader. I don't know what you're doing in your lives. I don't know where you're at in your lives. And if you don't communicate that to me, I'll never know. And then when I do communicate with you, some people think I'm snooping and prying and poking in their business. And I'm not. I'm obviously concerned as a shepherd should be. I'm not prying in your business. But I do know this. God's called me to operate and run a church. And I do know this. He's using you and he's using me to build a wall. And he wants to use us to communicate with each other and to coordinate with each other, to cooperate for souls to be saved for the glory of God. Why? It's all for Christ, it's all by Christ, and it's all his. And every church that's a local church should be here to glorify Christ. It should be here to glorify Christ. We're here to win souls. Everything that we do is about winning souls. They were building the walls on Jerusalem so that they could have protection, but also that God could be glorified, and everybody could say, you know, God's still there. God's still there. Hey, the Jews were gone for a long time, and hey, they're back. God's there. Hey, we communicate, coordinate, and cooperate so that people can say, look, God is there. Things are getting done there. God is using those folks there. People are being saved. People are getting surrendered. People are doing things. And I don't know about y'all, but these are exciting times. We got somebody going to Hungary. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to seeing who the next person is going to be. Is going to go somewhere. Amen. I want to get behind that. Hey, you know what that's going to take? Communication. What if Stephanie never told us she was going? We couldn't then coordinate to get funds. We couldn't then cooperate to help get her there. And you guess what? Mr. and Mrs. Wilbur would have to fund all of themselves. And she probably wouldn't go. But because she communicated, we could coordinate that, and we can cooperate collectively as a church, and we can pool our resources together just like they did in Nehemiah. And everybody had their part. Everybody had a little section of the wall. Hey, everybody can give a little bit of money for the trip to Hungary, and guess what? In the end, God is glorified.
Yes, sir, he is.
Why? Because of communication, coordination, and cooperation. The work of the ministry is just the same. We all have something to do. By the way, everybody can give something. And I don't care how insignificant you may think you are, somebody's watching you. And somebody's looking at your example. And they're saying, is that how it's done? Is that how it's done? By the way, my wife brought up a good point this morning. Her and I used to do everything together in the ministry. I mean, everything. We were like, the Bopsy twins. Amen. Everything. We were inseparable. And then other physical challenges came up and children came up and we got separated a little bit. But now the children are old enough. And now she's right back by my side. I like that. I like that. Why? That's an example that we're trying to show. That's an example that we set this ministry up by, having men and women couples ministering for the cause of Christ. But guess what? Those men and women have to communicate with us. Those men and women have to coordinate with us. Those men and women have to cooperate with us. Why? For the glory of God. For the glory of God. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. It's about getting souls saved. Folks, I pray that you'll get on board with me. We're going in a direction where we need everybody on board. We're going to talk more next time how the Big Six works. Things are going to be carried out by communication, coordination, and cooperation. But they're going to be conducted by the Big Six, as I call them. We'll look at those more next week. Because there is a mentality that we've got to have in ministry. We've got to have this mentality. And it's the mind of Christ. It's for the glory of God. What I do for the Lord Jesus Christ. And let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. With a lack of communication, a lack of coordination and cooperation, as quickly as Nia, Dominique, and G2 tore those signs off, that's as quickly as our work will be hindered for Christ. It's just a fact. The same process could be applied to Nehemiah. If one person stopped doing their job, one section of the wall was not going to be built. But everybody did their part. Why? They had a mind to work. Do you have a mind to work? I trust you do. Do you have a mind to glorify God? I trust you do. Do you see your part and where you fit? I trust you do. Because everybody can do something for the cause of Christ. Everybody's important. By the way, you have a pattern of lifestyle in your Christian life. And people mark you by your pattern. And it's either going to be a good pattern or a bad pattern. If it's a bad pattern, ask Christ to help you. If it's a good pattern, stay the course. Don't let anybody get you off course. But make sure you're in this for the cause of Jesus Christ. Heads bowed and eyes are closed, no one looking around. Just for a moment, just a contemplative prayer. When it comes to building lives for the glory of God, where are you at? We discussed your pastor and your welfare, and this is part of your pastor and your work. How's your communication? How's your coordination? And how's your cooperation? Is it all about you, or is it all about the goal and the cause of Christ? Is it about souls? Oh, folks, when divine disruptions come in your life, that's when I need to hear from you the most so that I can pray for you. Don't just assume that I know where you're at. Communicate, coordinate, cooperate. Oh, it's so necessary. It's so necessary. Father, thank you for the time that we've had. Lord, help us to reflect upon what happened in Nehemiah chapter 3, how we stepped down through each verse and saw how they built next to each other, how they had proximity and practicality. And there were people, but there also was the potential for problems. Lord, it was imperative for them to have good communication, good coordination to know what they were doing, and good cooperation so they could at the end say, so built we the wall, for the people had a mind to work. God, may that be the heart of Shining Light Baptist Church. May we have a mind to work. May we know what our ministry is, and may we do it to the glory of God. Lord, if we're not in the ministry, help us to see what ministry we can fulfill and what we can do and how we can be a part in building the wall and building souls for the glory of God and being a part, being a help and not a hindrance, being a help and not a hurt. Lord, help each member to see what they can do for the glory of God. as we reflect on our building, being co-laborers together, would help us to be introspective by the Spirit's power. Lord, may we find out what we're doing and what we're not doing, and what we can do and what we should do for the glory of God. Thank you for loving us. Lord, I pray if there's one today without Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, if they were to die, they're not sure that heaven is their home. Help them not to leave here today till they get that question answered and get that question settled. Thank you for your goodness and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me get your attention here just for a second. We're going to do something a little different that we have not done. I've talked to the deacons and the pastors about this, and this is going to be a mainstay from now on. At the conclusion of the service, my wife and I and my children, we're going to be out probably underneath the television to shake hands with you and answer any questions that you may have. But also my pastor, assistant pastor, and deacons are going to be out in the foyer as well to shake hands with you as well and to answer any questions that you may have. And I've done that for several reasons.